Good morning, Pavitra. Good morning, Balu, and welcome to our studio. For you two, since you are active members of Sustainable Livelihood Institute in Kota Krai, tomorrow is going to be a really festive day, joyful day. Yeah? It's one year since it started to work. Actually, it ran really fast, no?
Yes.
I thought it was like a few months ago. It's already a year.
Yes.
So, what are you preparing for tomorrow?
We invited all our available people, so we're hoping to have some people, and then we will speak about how we've been since 1 year working with.
How was our journey and all?
Mm-hmm. To reflecting back,
what happened last year, yes, and how we will be for the next year or for the coming years.
Okay.
And also, this is the right time for us to thank all the people who are supporting, who are supported, and who is going to support, and who is supporting till now.
In general, people are good with us.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. Pavitra, so how do you see? You've been involved since the day one?
No, it's now about 6 months. I wasn't there.
Okay, but in 6 months you had this time to see, evaluate what is, how that can help you, or how you can implement it in your life, how it's good for maybe your village or your family, extended family.
It is like really good what SLA is doing. From my side, I've learned a lot from SLA. Mm-hmm. It has taught me many things. I was really blind when I entered SLA, but now
I see. Okay, what do you see?
I could see where.
Okay, to be more precise, what did you learn in these 6 months, practically?
For organic agriculture, I was really zero about agriculture and all. Now I have a wide idea of what is agriculture and organic agriculture is about. I've started a small garden in nearby my house, and I'm looking after it.
And you had the idea to implement it in bigger farm or something?
Yeah,
like
I'm working on
it.
Working out.
What about the people around you? Do you see any changes with that institute? How does it affect them? You know, what they can benefit?
They're really changing, when they come, if it is a 3-day workshop, first day they'll be wondering where they are, and they'll be completely lost, and slowly we'll make them come inside and look around the Auroville. We'll explain what it is and what workshop they're here for. And once we had a nice feedback from agriculture, she said, "You have given us lots of lecture regarding organic agriculture, but she was thinking whether it would be a true one, or is it real what we are talking?" And then later we had a visit to fields near in Discipline Farms, Annapurna and all, and then she was really shocked. She said, "Whatever you lectured us was real. There are real, and we could see it on hands." She was really surprised.
Was it good, no?
Yeah.
So it does have an impact. So what are the programs that Sustainable Livelihood Institute is running for the villagers of Tamil Nadu, yeah?
Yes.
Farmers, yeah?
Most of them from rural of Tamil Nadu.
Mm-hmm.
And we are running about 7 programs, something like that. Organic agriculture,
mm-hmm.
and then community enterprise. So the community enterprise, those people who get bulk loan and they don't know what to do that. And also they stuck with starting a small scale enterprise. So we're giving them how to start and how to develop your business.
It's categorized under 4 categories.
Mm-hmm.
So we have orientation,
mm-hmm.
management, skill based and troubleshooting. Orientation is for the project officers. The high officials from government, they come here and we'll show them exposure visit on Auroville.
Yeah, who works under Tamil Nadu Rural Livelihood Mission. So
yeah.
Especially rural development in Tamil Nadu. So those people are coming for orientation to Auroville. So they just get worried about
Auroville. They also have to attend the workshop.
Yeah, they have to, but they didn't know what we are doing here, no? So they just have to come because they're the higher people and they have to deal with all the people who are coming here, no? So they should know what we are doing and what is Auroville and those things. That's why we call orientation to Auroville, which is happening
right now.
Like
right now.
Yesterday we had
how many people do you have right now?
It's about 17.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see them tomorrow, right? I believe.
No, just 2 days program. Just so we started it yesterday, and it is ending it today.
Yeah.
And it's the second one is management, where we have the stewardship programs.
Yeah, second level of.
APOs. So they are assistant project officers. We say them as APOs. So they are under POs, project officer. So they are the one who goes around the field with the community people.
They have direct contact with some community people. They are the people who implement the project in the grassroots.
Yeah.
So they also need what are the trainings we are giving to the people whom they're sending to us. So they are that's program name called a Stewardship for Sustainable Livelihoods.
So that's also the Auroreans we are participating in all those.
Yeah, we have lots of research person from
here. Like motivation workshops to let us do something, right? Are any of those participants of the workshops you had through the year gonna be present tomorrow? Those ladies from the villages, are they coming tomorrow?
We were invited a few of them, but we didn't know that whether they're coming, but we have invited the community people too.
Yeah, we have invited.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be surprised tomorrow.
I know, but also we invited some officials. So we'll see how many people will come.
So from the higher level, is there any feedback from the people, from the government, how they see your work and Auroville and everything? What are the comments?
They are really good. Like, they have worked for years, but after coming to the workshop here, they say that we have worked for years, but we still have more to learn from Auroville. We have loads and loads here. So that really has motivated. It really has an impact on them.
Yeah, and also it stimulates their mind to do something in the field. They're just simply, like the people in rural development, they just do the task oriented. They just have to finish whatever they committed. But they, apart from that, there is something. So they just learn when they come here. Okay, there is something beside our work. So we have to work really something which is useful for the people to make changes in their life. So once they come and they learn, these are the feedback we got from them.
Cool.
So yeah.
You both are Auroreans, right?
Yes.
And I believe both of you were born here, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you guys, to see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you.